Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Just a refresher, that number one, most men will be killed by the end of the tribulation, leaving only a few men, literally people, to enter into the millennium. Remember, during the tribulation period, that two-thirds of the world's population will be killed, two-thirds, because of the plagues and all the seals that are being opened. And we read that one in particular, one says a fourth part of the men, people will be killed. Another part, we see a third of them be killed. And by the time you put it all together, at the end of the tribulation, two-thirds of the world's population will be killed. Now, that would also include those believers who do not accept the mark of the beast. Remember, the mark of the beast is in the middle of the tribulation. Well, there will be believers that refuse to accept the mark of the beast, so they will be martyred. But the point I'm trying to make is that when they enter into the, when at the end of the tribulation, two-thirds of the world's population will be killed, okay? Now, when they enter into the millennium, only saved people enter into the millennium. And we talked about this last week, that at the end of the tribulation period, when Jesus comes in the revelation, we read in Matthew 24 and 25 in the Olivet Discourse, where Jesus separates the sheep from the goats. It's called the judgment of the living nations. These are people who survived the tribulation period in their physical bodies. They survived it. This would be the remaining one-third. And Jesus sends the angels into the four corners of the earth. The Bible tells us so clearly the judgment of living nations. And I mentioned last week, they're not coming to Jerusalem on Delta Airlines United or any of these airlines. Literally, angels, God's angels, will pick them up wherever they are and bring them to Jerusalem. And Jesus will judge them, the remaining population that's living. We find the sheep from the goats. And the sheep, the saved, enter into the millennium in their physical bodies. The lost, he casts them into hell, waiting for the great white throne judgment at the end of the millennium. We'll get to that later. But I want you to notice that most men will be killed by the end of the tribulation, leaving only a few men to enter into the millennium. Matter of fact, these verses talk about this. In Isaiah 4:1 and Isaiah 24:1-6, just a reminder that at the Battle of Armageddon, which is at the end of the tribulation, there's hundreds of millions of people will be gathered with the Antichrist and the false prophet to battle, to go into Jerusalem. It's called the Battle of Armageddon. We read about this in the book of Revelation. The Valley of Megiddo. And Jesus comes in the Revelation and he slays them. He kills them. Matter of fact, I take it very literally where the Bible says that the blood will flow up to the horse's bridle. Preacher, do you believe that? Absolutely. It will be a great slaughter. Matter of fact, we see the birds that he calls the fowl of the air. It's called the supper of the great gods, where the buzzards, if you will, and the ravens will eat upon the flesh. The Bible speaks of this. The flesh upon the men and flesh upon the horses. They'll feed upon their flesh because of that great destruction that takes place in the Valley of Megiddo, the Battle of Armageddon. So when you enter into the millennium, there will be at least seven times more women than men. I mentioned that. We gave you that Bible verse where in Isaiah it says seven women will go to one man. Now, these are people who entered into the millennium in their physical bodies. And they said, give us a child. You don't have to give. I'm paraphrasing. We don't want child support. You don't have to give us money. You don't have to clothe us. You don't have to feed us. We just want a child. And the point I'm trying to make is there's 7-1 because of all the men that have been killed during the time. I mentioned last week, and Joe, I'm sure the Mormons love that thought, you know, 7-1. I shouldn't have said that. I should not have said that. That's a bad joke. But anyway, but the point I'm trying to make is there's going to be a lot more women at the beginning than there are men. Only a few will be left, and I need to move on. Number two. Old Testament saints are resurrected at the end of the tribulation period, and they enter into the millennial kingdom. And I mentioned this to the fellow that I talked with Friday for quite a while about that God is not done with Israel. As a matter of fact, these verses that you have before us, that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will be resurrected, and they will enter into the kingdom. And so there's verses that speak about this. Job talked about that, hide me not my secret, thy secret chamber, till thy wrath be overpassed. Remember, we looked at those verses. So real quick, an overview. There are two resurrections the Bible speaks of. Jesus speaks of it, and also in the book of Acts it speaks of it. The resurrection of the just and resurrection of the unjust. The resurrection of the just, quickly, it's in three parts, okay? There's the first fruits, the resurrection of the just. We read in, am I going too fast for y'all?
Keep going.
Okay, thank you. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, it says, Christ the first fruits. Christ was the first that ever received a glorified body. When Christ resurrected from the grave, he received a glorified body. Now, there were people before him that was resurrected. Remember Lazarus? Other people in the Old Testament that received resurrected bodies. But Jesus, of necessity, was the first to receive a glorified body. We also read in Matthew chapter number 27, others who are resurrected. The Bible says that when that great earthquake took place, and remember Jesus bowed his head and he said, into thy hands I commend my spirit, it is finished. And the Bible says when he bowed his head, there was a great earthquake that took place. And the veil of the temple was ripped from the top to the bottom. Remember that? And the great earthquake said that the graves were opened, that a great earthquake took place. But the next verse says, and they came out after his resurrection. A lot of people think that they came out. Matter of fact, I have commentaries. And I have some visitors here. I have some wonderful commentaries. And they're commentators. And people who are commentators are just that. They're commentators. You'll get that on the way home. All right. They just write what they think. And so, and a lot of them think that these people just sit up in their grave, you know, until after, then they come out. No. When Jesus rises from the dead out of his grave, then those that saints were alive, they come out of their grave and they walk through the streets of Jerusalem in their glorified body. So the thought is they're the first fruits. And then in this what's called the main harvest. That's what we're waiting on. That in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 1 Corinthians 15, it talks about when Jesus comes in the rapture, the translation, that the dead in Christ shall be raised. Then we which are alive shall be called up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be in the Lord. That's what we call the main harvest. Again, that's believers. And then that's what's called, there's called the gleaning. So there's the first fruits, the main harvest, and the gleanings. These gleanings take place at the end of the tribulation period. These are the saints that died at the end of during the tribulation period. These who are martyred. And also the Old Testament saints, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, all the Old Testament saints, this is when they get their resurrected bodies. And the verses that you have on your notes are to show you that the Old Testament saints receive their resurrected bodies at the end of the tribulation, not at the beginning of the tribulation when New Testament saints. Are y'all following? This is yes, this is no. And this is, I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay, so 1 Corinthians 15, it says, every man in his order. The word order means appointed time of resurrection. So that completes the first resurrection of the just. And then there's a resurrection of the unjust, and that's unbelievers. And they too will receive a resurrected body. And that's at the end of the millennium that we find in Revelation chapter number 20, when death and hell delivers up the dead. And the Bible says that everyone whose name is not found written in the book of life.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.